Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
We continue to look at political stories of the day, and the DA has raised questions around what the Department of Gauteng Health is doing there. Lots of questions to be answered about posts that are not being filled. For instance, you've got a chief financial officer post that has not been filled. You have 30,000 entrepreneurs who are yet to be paid by the department, about 4.8 billion rand owed to this this group of people and companies. And obviously, that means that jobs are at risk. On the line with us is the DA, a Gauteng spokesperson for finance, Madeleine Hicklin. Thank you very much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, good evening. Thank you so much for asking me to speak to you, and good evening to your listeners.
You know, we often speak, for instance, to Jack Bloom, who gives us, you know, on-the-ground experience about the kind of problems that are happening and that are experienced by citizens in Gauteng hospitals, for instance. You are going to be giving us the numbers, the real numbers of what's actually going on there. 30,000 invoices yet to be paid by the department. Just maybe give us a clearer picture of what that actually means.
Well, unfortunately, in the presentation that was done by the Public Service Commissioner, Busimusi Mavuso, there was not a breakdown of whether of the actual, whether it was a multinational, an SMME, a township economy supplier. The only breakdown that we got was that 21% of suppliers were not paid in the fourth quarter of the year, but 48% of township suppliers were paid in the fourth quarter. But we were not given a breakdown in terms of numbers, in terms of how many invoices, how many of those 30,914 invoices pertained to the township economy. But it's a major problem all the way around, because 1.8 billion rand was returned to the National Revenue Fund under education and health by the Gauteng Treasury. And that is a massive amount of money. And if we want our economy to grow in any way, shape or form, the township economy and support for SMMEs has to be of primary concern.
So obviously their response to the money being returned was that, look, anyway, the money is ring-fenced, so they can't use, you know, this much for things that were not accounted for or not budgeted for. So either way, they could never have paid, for instance, service providers for money that was meant for salaries. How do you respond to that?
I don't believe that. And the point of the matter is money was returned because it was not spent. It's not that money was returned because there was no need. It was money was returned because it was not spent. And that's the biggest problem that the Democratic Alliance has, is that there is a lack of follow through. There is a lack of care. There are late payments to service providers. This has a knock-on effect all the way through, whether it's an SMME, whether it's a township economy project that is not being funded correctly. We were not given information as to how much support was provided to the township economy, to the SMMEs, or to local procurement in this particular quarter. So all we were told is that money is going back to the National Treasury and the National Revenue Fund. And it doesn't matter, you ask for some of that money back, some of it is given back to you. But as Jack Bloom says, and I am the spokesperson on health and on finance, so I look at it from two perspectives. We have cancer patients who never got treatment because money wasn't paid over, because cancer treatment was not provided, and yet money was given back to the National Revenue Fund.
We obviously are speaking of the end of the fourth quarter, 2024, 2025, but this actually dates back, you know, the backlog is massive. It's years of non-payment,
The Gauteng Health Department, unfortunately, is notorious for not paying service providers. And it's really, it's not a one-time thing. It's not that it's only happened in the fourth quarter. It's not that it's only happened in the 24-25 financial year. Mm-hmm. It's years and years and years. We have, in this particular presentation that we were given, there was an invoice that dated back to the 31st of March, 2024. And when I discussed it with Jack Bloom, he said to me, you will find that there are invoices that can go back as far as 4 and 5 years. And whether it is a multinational, whether it is a local business, whether it is a township entrepreneur, how do you expect anybody to provide you with services for whatever goods and procurement you need and not get paid, whether it's 30 days, whether it's 90 days, whether it's a year, or God forbid, 4 years? How do you expect me as a single business owner to continue paying staff? We have a country that has an unemployment rate, particularly in the youth market, that is way beyond any other country in the world. And yet the Gauteng provincial government, the health department, does not pay its suppliers. How do you expect people to continue rolling their business over if they supply you with goods and services and they are not remunerated for the effort that they have put in, for the supplies they have given you?
You have the suspension of a CFO that happened last year. We still have not got a replacement. What's happening there?
Well, at the moment, we have no permanent CFO. And until we have a permanent CFO and until we have a health department that has proper monitoring and evaluation, that has proper leadership, the DA is going to continue to exert pressure to ensure that the MEC for Health, Nomantu Ralehoko, has her feet held to the fire, because it is under her watch that this is carrying on. We want to ensure that we have proper monitoring and evaluation. We want to ensure that the Gauteng Health Department and the Gauteng government complies with good governance practices. But you can't do that unless you have merit-based appointments taking place and critical staff vacancies filled. You can't do that if your hands are tied behind your back.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you giving us your time and bringing this to our attention there. Madeleine Hicklin is a DA Gauteng spokesperson for health and finance. And obviously, we've reached out to the Gauteng Health. We actually want a bigger conversation with the MEC. So we've sent those requests, and I think maybe sometime next month or next week, we will give her, you know, enough time for her to respond to all of these allegations, and maybe also to give us a sense of her plans in the department, because I think we do need to get that response and to give her time to outline some of the plans going into this year, financial year.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.